Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
And welcome to another episode of Brian and Jarrett Talking. I'm here with Brian.
Oh, thanks, Jarrett.
Well, you didn't say anything.
Well, no, because you say I'm Jarrett and I say I'm Brian.
Yeah, but it's Brian and Jarrett Talking.
I mean, it would be awkward if it was an episode of Brian and Jarrett Talking and it was just you.
Well, that could be awesome. We don't know.
Well, I'm going away at some stage this year, so...
We'll see what happens.
Write in. If you're interested in listening to Jarrett talk to himself...
It's going
to
be a short list.
Who's that? Who? Well, what?
Oh, is that a special guest?
Did someone sneak into the room here? No.
Back again.
Oh, fuck, he's apparently here. He's back, guys. Yeah. Oh, no. Everyone, Dan Hollins is here. Guest appearance. He's somehow, I don't know, despite public opinion, he's found his way back onto the podcast.
Yeah,
he's
always like a shitstorm after the last
it
episode.
It was, yeah.
All those comments
and the allegations.
The friends I lost in the last week.
Yeah.
NRL quality allegations about your conduct that came out.
We are here once again with our special guest, Dan Hollins, who will be co-hosting with us for the full episode. I don't know why I said full episode.
I'll get a
it was like a disclaimer.
Minutes.
Yeah, disclaimer. Guys, so like if you're ready for it. So thanks for joining us, Dan.
Yeah. Good. Hello.
There was one of my favorite reviews of our one of the episodes we did was from your ex, Jared.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you'd want me to bring that up or not. Names, because he certainly wouldn't want
to.
Well,
you've named him before, so yeah, our keen listeners will know who they're talking about.
Connect the dots.
But they left a review, a personal review. They sent you a message saying...
A private message.
You say it, because I can't remember the wording. But
Wording was... and he comments on all the episodes. He said, Dan's voice is so deep... I want to use it as a dildo.
Ooh, I can arrange that. How does that work? Do you just open his ass and shout into it?
I don't know.
Would that work?
We can put it. I'm certainly getting a message after he hears this one. So,
or there's some sort of dildo that connects up to like a subwoofer.
Yeah. You just talk into a mic,
and whenever it speaks, reverberations. Yeah. You know, they do their thing.
There are those sex toys where, like, the man will have a hole to put his junk in, and a woman will have, like, a dildo. And whatever the man does to the hole, like, the dildo tries to simulate in the woman. For, like, a man, say that people live in opposite sides of the country. This is a way for them to kind of have interactive
really?
Sex.
Right.
Plug it into computers and shit.
What? How does it work? But
I don't know.
Fuck?
Like, it's like what the, I guess, like, the intensity or whatever.
Electrodes, attached to the cock so that it can fully simulate it.
It's not
going to
be fully
end.
Simulated. No sex toy is going to fully simulate. It's probably a very, very poor simulation. But there are ways for people, couples, to interact with each other.
Without just fucking each
other.
Well,
like, say one's on holiday and he doesn't want to get a hooker.
Oh, so it's like over
it's
the
not,
internet.
Yeah, it's not like sitting
yeah,
next to each other.
That's what I was thinking. What is the fucking point of
wait,
that?
Wait, you didn't imagine that
no.
the computers were involved in any way?
Nah.
I can understand where
it's just
coming
two people
from.
On the phone like, what are you doing to that doll? Yeah, okay, no, I'll make it do it to me. Like, what? But that's like, what, so people can disappoint each other while they're like not having sex with each other?
And as well, I guess you can probably, if you weren't even into it, you could just be like stuffing a carrot in the thing while you're watching sports.
And isn't it kind of like when your significant other is away, that's your like free time to just fantasize about other people?
You can fantasize about other people while you're still with your significant other.
Yeah, except you're looking
true
at a blow-up, an inflatable vagina.
I should mention right now that Brian's girlfriend, Kayla, is once again in the room and she was just giving Brian the dirtiest look. Brian was getting the darts.
And, like, not like an angry look. She was giving me, like, dirty, like...
Filthy.
Yeah. Like, let's get this thing next time you're away. That sounds horrible in so many ways because... It's like phone sex.
Yeah.
Actually, no, phone sex is better.
This is broadband sex.
Yeah, it's better. Phone sex... Have you ever had phone sex?
No.
Have you?
Yeah, but I don't want to give too many details.
No, you don't have, you can give as much details as you want. Who
No, I've... what can you say?
No, okay, without giving specifics.
Oh, actually...
Okay, can you tell me, because this is someone, as someone who's never had phone sex, and you can feel free not to answer this.
Yep.
Did you come? Or did you just say... Like, what's the rules?
Yeah. I faked it. What would I get out...
What would I get out of faking it?
Yeah, that's true.
No, but isn't that the whole point?
What, that you fake it?
Well, no, because you're like, oh, I'm doing this, and you're like, well, if I'm speaking it, I'm probably... Oh, not
no, using... see, this... It wasn't like that kind of, like,
if it was, okay, can I give it an example of... If phone sex was real and you were actually doing it, yeah. It would be like... Yeah, no, hold on. Just let me put the phone down for a second and I'll actually do the things that...
I'm awkwardly holding the phone on my shoulder as I touch myself. Oh, I'm dropping the phone now.
So, like, I can understand how some of it could be, like, appealing.
It wasn't role-playing.
No. But it's like, I get the idea that it's like, oh, you know, you're describing something, they're describing something, and it's like, there's that give and take between it. But, like, climax?
I'll say this. It wasn't... anything like what you're thinking. It wasn't any scenario talking about I'm doing this. It was more the kind of talk you'd have during sex, but you're just jerking off and talking to each other about it.
That makes sense.
It wasn't like, now I'm grabbing this. What's this? A fire started in the house. Well, better call Triple O. Or who's this? Big fireman just walked through the door. It wasn't that.
I want to hear you go on.
With that deep voice of mine.
Can we give...
I might bring your mate to climax. I can't be held responsible for that.
Yeah, listener discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Did you ever cyber sex?
Yeah. And sexed as well on the text.
What do you mean?
You just send dirty... Because, you know,
dick
I had...
Dick pics?
Sorry?
Dick pics? Yes. Well,
you definitely sent dick pics, right? If I was gay and went out with guys, dick pics on the reg, like
that's the thing. Yeah, but it's when you, there are, with the sexting thing, getting back to that, it was more, I had an ex who would text very specific things and the lines between reality and just joking around were blurred. So I don't know if he was joking or not.
So he's like, I'm pulling down your pants and grabbing your cock right now, and you have to look down at your pants to see if that's actually...
No, it's more like, well, I want to do this, and this, or we should do this, and this, and sometimes I just wasn't sure.
And I would assume if anyone I was with, and I'm looking at my girlfriend as I'm saying this, so it's quite weird, but if someone texted me who I was in a relationship with, and they said, I want to do this to you, there is absolutely no reason why you shouldn't believe that that's fact.
Yeah.
Like, why is there this bullshit, why lie, it's a tease if anything.
The specific stuff was him getting off on the idea of it. And I'm not going to say what some of the specific stuff is while we're recording. As soon as we're done, I will mention some of it, but you'll know what I mean.
Okay.
It's more like he was getting off on writing the messages.
So there's a point where you're like, you don't really want to do that.
That's the thing, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, you don't really want to do that, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to go back quickly, you've cybersexed?
Yeah.
Dan, have you had cybersexed? I've had cybersexed.
I did it once.
I was like 13 years old.
It was probably with a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was so far from what I thought sex was as well.
Were you beating off?
No, I was like, I was sitting at my family computer on a chat room.
Yeah.
And was with a stranger.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was curious.
A pedophile, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you lie about your age and stuff?
He thought, I said I was like, I said I was, I don't know what I said I was. I was probably 18, because that was legal and normal in my mind as a 13-year-old boy. And, you know, I was an 18-year-old guy. I was a 13-year-old boy. He said he was an 18-year-old girl, and he was a 16-year-old guy. I'm sure that's how it worked. But you know what? You know what's truly pathetic about it?
You saved the conversation?
No, I wish I did. I would want to know what I said.
Hmm.
But, you know, I tried to be sweet at the end of it. And you know how you leave, like, little actions, like asterisks at the end of it after we finished.
No.
And by finishing, like, it was just like, I don't think the word come was ever used. It was just like, we had sex and then ended.
You kiss?
No,
yeah, let's have sex.
No.
All right.
Have sex. Like,
yeah, have sex.
How was it for you?
Asterisks next to it.
No. It was in asterisks. Like, whatever my name was. So, like, some wrestler from the WCW in 1999. It was like, you know, Stinger 245 leaves a note on your bedside table. And it was my email address.
It was your what?
My email address. Oh. Which is like a Hotmail.
Yeah, so you're a romantic even
at
that age.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
It wasn't cyber sex.
Without leaving a note.
It was cyber making love.
Yeah.
I cyber made love
to a 60-year-old man.
Yeah. He appreciated. I'm wow. fucking Betty, did he? I hope that he got his nut. Because I was good.
I brought it. You hope that it's a 13-year-old boy, a 60-year-old man jerked off over you.
I should be hired by like the New South Wales task force for catching pedophiles.
Well, I guarantee they're
going
to look into
chat,
you.
No, they'll fucking, like, they should learn. They get me. They'll catch all the pedophiles.
Have you ever seen those shows, like To Catch a Predator, where they do lure them?
I've seen clips of
YouTube,
them. And in the new, it's featured in the new season of Arrested Development.
Yeah. Well, some of the chat they use, it's like cringeworthy. The pedophiles haven't, it's, you know how you're talking, you know, LOL, you know, a four instead of the word four. Yeah. It's like that, but turned up to 11. And you...
Are you talking about the pedophiles?
No,
or
the lure, the bait. Right. Yeah. And you're like, come on, like, surely you know that... Or maybe kids actually do talk as bad as they make them out to be.
You're saying the pedophiles should know better. Like, if you're getting caught, you deserve to...
Some of the ones that get caught even watch the show. As soon as the guy walks out, they're like, oh, fuck, I'm
so walk through the door, bollocks.
Oh, fuck, I'm such a big fan.
I saw one guy get caught. He got caught, went back to the same chat room that night, and got caught again the next
day. Why wasn't he in a police cell? It's like,
because
you're free to go.
There's some jurisdictions where they don't like just lock them up, they just charge
them. But like,
them,
I don't understand how that's it's fucking legal at all, because it's entrapment and it's made for a TV show. So how is it legal?
A lot of them, there's not a lot of convictions. But yeah, when you read about the actual people that you can look it up on Wikipedia about their conviction rate or whatever, and that is one of the things people
much.
Bring up.
I'm not sick.
No, you know what happened to that guy? He got caught twice in one day. He got done, and he's like, I'm going to prison. I'm gonna try my luck.
But he went back to the same chat room with the same name.
Yeah.
Like, come on, at least be if doesn't. I mean, I've never thought of how I would.
He doesn't want the same. He doesn't want the same email. He doesn't want email spam from the same forum on two different accounts. So that's, I don't know. 1999 cyber sex, like, what? Yeah, this is before I masturbated. This is what, you know, this is me
you
being curious.
Masturbating in 1999?
I don't think so.
Fuck, how man. Old would you have been? 12?
Okay, this is, can I just point out that this is the second podcast in a row with my girlfriend in the room with me talking about masturbation. So
yeah. Is that what's bringing it on?
Maybe. I don't know. I was, it was probably very close. I'd say I was,
right on the cusp.
I was, yeah, this was the step. I saw this and I was like,
The cyber sex was the gateway to masturbation for you.
You saw like have sex with the asterisks and you just went, oh, that's got me.
I saw asterisks, you know, hot 16-year-old girl, 69, puts her hand on my cock, and I thought that could be my hand on my cock.
Like, so that's how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it went.
I was once, actually, speaking of embarrassing masturbation things, it's only embarrassing now looking back to it and because of the position I put someone else in. I was in a chat room when I was like 12, and I had a few friends in there, just online friends, and we were playing like a digital truth or dare. Where it's like, oh, I dare you to do this, and blah, blah, blah.
Wait, so I don't get the concept of it.
Someone will just tell you to do something.
These were people you know?
Only through online.
Okay.
But it was kind of like the honor system. Like, oh, I dare you to go and, you know...
So they were online friends, like people you regularly spoke to
online,
but
people
you never
I regular...
met them in
real
life.
True.
I dare you to throw a sandwich at the Prime Minister. Yeah. Something like that.
But no, and someone just said masturbate. And I didn't know what the word meant. So I called one of my older brothers.
He was a pedophile for no. sure. I'm telling you this so, right but
like,
now.
And then I called one of my brothers into the room and was like, oh, what does that mean? And they was like, yeah, don't worry about it. So I think if my younger brother called me in the room, he's like, hey, my online friend's telling me to masturbate. Like, yeah, maybe leave that chat room.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry about it. He said, like, did the guy say, like, I dare you to, like, catch a train to... to like Beijing station.
Yeah. Oh, come specific.
Put close your eyes and come to the third stall in the bar. Sorry to take it to dark yeah. places, but while we're at
oh, the, while we're talking about men raping children.
Well, no, I legitimately do have a segue to this. By
go
the
for
way.
It.
I feel like there hasn't been enough Fritzl talk on the old podcast.
I don't think he's back
in the news.
Yeah, he's back.
The boys are back in town.
He's back, baby.
Fritzl selling his house.
My first question, does it come, like, is the rape dungeon still there? For those who don't know, we should say Fritzl is Joseph Fritzl.
Everyone knows Fritzl.
The Austrian man who kept his daughter locked up under the house for 24 years.
Everybody knows who Fritzl
is. Just making sure.
They have to.
They have to. Yeah. So does the house come with the dungeon?
The point of this article, and I'll read the headline. It is from BBC News. Josef Fritzl's cellar in Austria, concreted in.
Oh.
The cellar in Austria, where, and I choose to pronounce it.
It's like digging up the pool in the backyard.
I choose to pronounce it in the native tongue. In a cellar in Austria, where Josef Fritzl kept his daughter captive for 24 years, that is, okay, we'll get back to that, because, hold on. Okay, where he kept his daughter captive for 24 years and fathered 7 children is being filled with concrete. Preparation and work began in Amstetten on Thursday. Well, I guess that's Fritzl's hometown. On Thursday, and will last about 2 weeks. The man appointed to liquidate Fritzl's estate told Austrian news agency APA that the step... that the step was being taken to ensure that nobody could ever enter the cellar again. So, basically, Fritzl's house being sold, cellar's being sealed up, that house would be an absolute steal.
Yes.
For those in the Austrian yeah. housing market.
But that's
Am
the
I
thing.
Right?
Yeah. Filling up the yeah. dungeon. I can understand where they're coming from, but that's it's pulling down the water feature in the front yard. if they didn't fill that in, that house would sell for a mint.
Yeah, you could.
And I'm not saying use the dungeon to rape your daughter.
You could run it. You could run like a haunted house, like a Halloween haunted house thing.
Yeah,
just a woman being held.
That was a haunted house for the past 24 years.
Yeah. So yeah, you just run it. You know, make money off misery. Like you it's could like the, do that if you want.
It's like
to.
The Anne Frank house.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Can I say that this article includes a video of the house and the real estate agent tasked to sell it? This house looks like a house that had a cellar in it where a girl was imprisoned for 24 years.
And he looks like the kind of guy who would do that. How it took 24 years for this to come about.
Have you seen the video of him on holiday in Thailand?
Yeah.
It's,
no,
it's no good.
Wait,
he's like, this is during his reign of terror. He's just like, oh, fuck, I need a holiday. I've had it up to here with this dungeon keeping. So he went to Thailand.
Keeping your daughter imprisoned in a dungeon with her several children is
a lot of work.
Hard work.
Yeah, so he had to go to the beach in Thailand, and there's just video of him like living it up.
Who videoed
bar.
It?
His mate. it's depressing. Watch
what do you
it.
Mean? Like, what's he doing? Just, having,
no,
just chilling
just
on the beach?
It's just fucked seeing... It's not, like, depressing the content. It's depressing because it's Fritzl.
And it'd be
because
like
you know that this is a dude that's like, oh, on holiday and stuff, he's harbouring a deep, dark secret. And he's just like, oh... And get my hair braided in Thailand on the beach. It's just
it's
that's
like
why
seeing,
it's
it'd be like seeing Hitler at a dress up party, or like Hitler doing the twist. Like it's just
it'd be like seeing Hitler sitting in a movie theater watching
Hitler
The Hangover
movie.
3,
yeah, yucking it up,
chuckling along.
Hitler did like comedies, German comedies. Him and Goebbels were big film fans.
Kim Jong Il was a big film fan as well, so maybe there's something to it. I mean, Brian's a huge film fan. What have you got going on in the dark?
Fucking racist from the last episode. We learned that. I think we learned that the last time I was here.
Yeah, we did. That's when he's racist.
It's been an ongoing thing. And the thing is, I'm not proud of it. But apparently, and it turns out
I just can't help it.
I'm honest.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like Fritzl saying, "Yeah, I just love my daughter."
Yeah, I'm post-racial. It's not the most arsehole thing in the world to say. You just be racist to be, "No, it's okay, I'm post-racial."
No, it's like they say in America now, "Oh yeah, it's a post-racial society. Racism says black president. How can there still be racism? Black president." Okay.
Yeah, you keep going with that.
But just quickly back on Fritzl to bring it back. By the way, thought it was today.
And once again, the line, "just quickly back on Fritzl," is something that Elizabeth heard every day for 24 years.
Fritzl's dungeon. World's first man cave. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine his wife just hassling him, and he's like, "Fuck this." He's like, "Honey, I've got to spend some time in the man cave." Literally. Literally a cave. horrible thing aside, and I'm actually going to criticize something that's so unrelated to the horrible thing that Fritzl did. I hate the term man cave.
Me too.
It's like chauvinist. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, "Oh, fucking need time away from women. It's very, where's my man cave?" You're like, it's just, I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way.
It's like those.
Unlike Fritzl.
laughing up at Fritzl. I fucking hate man caves.
You know what? Like, fuck it, let's put Fritzl aside. Man caves?
Like those, you've seen those Brute commercials, the Brute deodorant, where it's like everything a man needs. It's like a chicken, a bikini, a footy, a car, a keg of beer. It's like, yeah, that's in the same realm as the whole man cave
thing. But it's like, it's I think it's kind of like chicken or the egg. It's like they're perpetuating this. Like, man cave, the term man cave didn't exist 5 years ago, for me anyway.
5 years? Yeah, maybe five-ish.
It's pretty new.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of those things where
like, it's not to the point where I'm like, this offends me or anything. Mm. It's just like, unlike Fritzl.
No, it's one of the things where guys are just buying into this. Like, "Oh, you got a fucking man cave." Like, you never would have thought about that before if you hadn't.
Oh, they did. Like, my uncle, when I was growing up, like, we used to go to his house to watch like the grand final every year. So, and he had a garage out the back with couches in it and a big TV and all this shit. But it was no, that's all conjecture. But
hasn't been charged with a single thing,
Uncle Yosef.
But that was never fucking referred to as a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Cave.
The man,
and
cave-
it was not just his to use. Like, my auntie and stuff would fucking use it, whatever. Like, when her friends would come around, because it's a fucking room with lounges in it. Like, and he's not the kind of asshole that buys like sports memorabilia and puts that up on the wall. I'm not a big fan of that.
Well, no, I think it's on par with, like, if anyone has a problem with the way that like the ladies on Sex and the City behave, where they're like, "Oh, this is, you know, fucking women's shoes and like all that bullshit on that show." Apologies if anyone actually don't mind that show, but it got a bit bullshit in the movies. But it's the same thing. It's like, it's like this. I don't know.
Grow up is what.
Yeah,
it is.
Just grow up. You're not. Just fuck off.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening to this man cave, go fuck it.
Yeah, if anyone's listening to man cave, turn off right now. Learn and go and hurt yourself.
Yeah,
hurt yourself.
So I was at my parents' house the other week, stayed the night there and had a shower. In the shower, they had a body wash, but it was a milk and honey body wash. Ever seen that before?
Yeah, I've used that before.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Goes nice
with
your tea.
We are assholes in the West. We are real pieces of shit. Because when you think about this, is why do we need food or the idea of food in liquids that we wash our balls with and wash like in our ass with? Like, what? Isn't that just the biggest fuck you to all the starving people in the world? It's like, yeah, we wash with food. Like, my balls are sweaty. Bring the milk and honey. I need to get the sweat off. It's just the way. And it's not just that. It's like, think of all the R&D research and development that would have went into that. These companies would have spent so much money. Like, how can we figure out to get fucking milk and honey into a cleaning product? What's going on?
It would have been, it wasn't a how can we get milk. They would have tested so many different food combinations.
Yeah.
So much food was rubbed into balls to find milk the and honey.
Like, it would have been like, chocolate and honey.
Well, I think there are, there's that chocolate moisturizer shit. And there's all the citrus fucking shampoos.
Can I say, I lived in a house with a guy who, towards the end of my time in the house, and you guys know him, almost, and you can guess who it was, almost exclusively washed in food products. Like, it was like chocolate, strawberry. It was all different types of things.
Is that the only kind of food that this person enjoys?
No, I think actually the other person thinking of.
Right.
Tom.
Scumbag.
And I saw it, and like, it smells delicious. I can understand the appeal of it.
I think the biggest fuck you would be that if there was ever a shampoo and it would be like a handful of rice in every wash.
but
just $1 a day.
Yeah, but that's only rice. This is fucking milk and honey. This is like luxurious shit.
And think of how much would have been wasted on like getting the exact right scent of that honey, right? Like all the, and like, but does it actually have like, would honey have been wasted?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah. There would be no real food wasted, but I think the concept.
Yes.
Just
the thought of it. That we've got all this money and all this stuff. We got, we're doing so well in this country. Let's get the food in our cleaning products. Get it in. And it's all this like all natural shit. None of it's it's chemicals being processed together in a lab at our notes or natural and citrus and blah blah blah. It's not like in the old days we go, I need to wash my hair, go down to the shampoo well and get me some shampoo. My hair's dirty.
There's actually a series of like shampoos that it's kind of selling point. The main like text, big bold text on the bottle is like X amount of limes were used to create this, like X amount of like bees were, you know, in the fucking hive to harvest this honey. Like, it brags about the amount of food, legitimate food. But this is, this answers my question before. Limes were used.
They probably bought those limes off Asian farmers that they didn't pay enough as well.
Mm. And then polluted the third world also while they're at it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, smart.
That's like a triple fuck you.
So much fuck yous going on in the world these days.
Oh, absolutely.
We've given some of them out.
But like,
man cave owners.
Yeah. But how much here in the man cave, my bedroom. Hey, Kayla. But like, how much, like, think about the food you eat as well.
Mm.
And the kind of, like, it's all within that kind of bullshitty.
Oh, yeah. We live like pigs.
Yes.
Like, absolute pigs. Like, pieces of shit, really. The amount of food and shit that we waste, all that stuff, we're no good.
Yeah.
We are no good.
Yeah. Just even like the stuff where we're like, that's a day old. That is one day past expiring.
Throw it out. Mm-hmm.
Throw it out.
Yeah. Throw that filth out. I'm not going to eat that. I'm not an animal. I wouldn't feed that to my dog.
The thing is, that's not even like, in our mind, that's perfectly reasonable.
If the number was just different, we wouldn't know. Like, most bread could probably have a few extra days on it. We go, it's still sweet for a few days.
But the thing is, you always got told the thing like, some starving kid in Africa could do that. Do you give money to Africa instead of buying something you're probably not going to eat all of? I don't.
I probably will start. I've been at uni, mate. I just finished my degree. You're rolling in the money then. Yeah. Well, this is warehouse money we're talking. Yeah. Big money. So depressing the other day. Look, just like, I'm a week away from finishing my degree and I've had to go back to the job that I've worked at on and off for many years in a warehouse. Standing in the warehouse covered in dirt and shit and being on my feet for 10 hours and got just shit. Like, oh, it's Bachelor of Arts. Living the good life.
Then you go home and wash your body with food.
Yeah. And then that makes me feel better. I'm like, oh, thank God. I can use this. Well,
think about that. You could be working in a factory doing that shit and coming home and like...
Using just soap? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Using like, but like not even like, just sort of like milk. Not even the addition of honey into the mix.
I had a big first world, because this obviously first world problems, washing your body with food. I dropped my iPad a few weeks ago and got a huge crack on the screen and uploaded a photo to some social network. And someone commented like, oh my God, that's so bad. That's so awful. And like, no, like I can't feel bad about it. You can't feel bad about having a cracked iPad screen. You're not allowed to.
Wait, you posted a photo of it though.
Yeah, I'm saying, look what happened. Like,
yeah, you know, but you're drawing attention to it.
Oh
right?
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't feel bad about it. I'm like, I can't feel bad about it. Because I saw it the next morning and I thought, oh, well, that's not ideal, but if I dropped my phone, I'd feel bad about cracked phone screen.
Yeah.
But an iPad is such a non-essential item to have that I can't imagine feeling bad
about it. Well, the iPad is almost the most unessential item. Because it's a middle between like, one thing and another.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, it's an iPod and it's a computer. Like, no one needs an iPad.
Yeah, no.
No one needs an iPad. Nobody.
I read about a kid who sold a kidney or something to get an iPad. And he was in...
Wait, what? You met a kid?
I read about...
Oh, shit. I was about to say.
And I read that article. I'm like... And this was before I had one. So I'm like, come on, kid. I'm like, not everyone gets an iPad in life. Mm. Like, you don't have some... You can't want one that bad. You can't believe that you need one, that you'd sell an organ. Mm.
I've got a hypothetical.
Here we go.
I don't.
And this is something conceived of by Kayla, who this was brought up last night while we're in the car. Okay, hypothetical. Would you rather be known as, and this takes the place of your Christian name? You keep your same last name. Would you be rather known as, and I'll use Jared as an example, but obviously it applies to you as well, Dan. Would you rather be known as a Big Dick Lorch and have a tiny penis? Or be known as Little Dick Lorch and have a very, very
Little
big
Dick
penis?
Lorch easily. I always make jokes about, I don't have a small penis, but I always joke that I do. Because I like that.
No,
sort
no,
of
but like, you're actually known as Little Dick Lorch.
Yeah,
like everybody knows but you. Like,
that'd be funny.
Yeah, and it. Like, and then the initial sort of his name's Little Dick, that would disappear after a while. It'd be shortened. You'd be LD.
And also, Little Dick. That's something you'd call someone whose name might be Richard. Go, oh, there's Little Dick.
Yeah,
Little Dick being. It'd be different if everyone believed...
No, but they're like, why do they call him Little Dick Lorch? Because like, he has a little dick.
No, because especially in Australia, we call people with red hair
isn't
blue.
He's got a big dick?
We do the opposite in Australia.
They don't
know that. They will. They'll find out.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they don't.
I'll pull my pants down. I'll say, let's have sex.
This is what I brought up
you,
to Kayla.
Do you blind everyone when you show them your penis?
You're not allowed to show your dick.
To anyone ever.
So you can't
So they can't feel it?
Or do they have to wear a blindfold when you fuck it?
And they but then they go, oh, Jesus Christ, I thought you were a little dick.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't...
No,
yet.
This is...
And then they're disappointed.
No, they're not. If they're craving someone with a little dick, well, I don't want to...
No. When I say you have a big dick...
Yeah.
You have a
too big?
Yes.
I don't... Well, too big or too small is... Both the same. I'd actually go with too big, because then at least I can sell photos of it and it'd be an attraction.
Yeah, like that,
but
that
hold
guy
on.
With the biggest dick.
Yeah, but there are people who... There are women and men who can take some pretty big things in...
Yeah, but those men are not going to be looking for a man called Little Dick Lorch.
Not if they hear about what...
Don't hear about it.
I'd approach...
And that's the same thing as people are like, oh, fuck, I'm going to fuck Big Dick Lorch tonight. And then they see... That you've got.
So it would be too big for anyone that I would.
I don't know. What's too big?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'd rather have a big dick and be known as a little dick, because there's no benefit to being known as Big Dick Lorch. Because then people want to get you in the bedroom, they pull down your pants, and they are sorely disappointed. Pardon the pun.
And isn't it kind of assuming that everyone you're going to fuck cares, like, about that? You know, it's like the only... Surely, like, well, personality shit will come and go, I really like that guy, I really want to fucking... But his name's Little Dick.
That's like I said about. That's like about the slutty Jared one. I'm like, I'm not.
That's
gonna
why,
wanna,
yeah,
yeah. I'm not
going
to.
It's very similar to the
I'm not
going
to want to be with anyone who's attracted to me particularly because
no,
they
but they'll
I'm
be
slutty.
Attracted to you because of you, and then you know they'll deal with the.
I'll take Little Dick Lorch any day.
So you'll take having a big Lorch. Bet me notice.
But
no,
big,
I'm no, I'm being
big
Little Dick
well.
Lorch. Yeah, you got to give me a number.
Yeah, right. You are. You are 15 inches long.
Yeah, but how big would it be if I made it the big one, like in the hypothetical? See how I did that?
You have a
15 inches is fucking huge, yeah. But oh, plenty of people
it's
can
an
take
inconvenience.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that the dude with the biggest cock in the world? It's like
13
or
yeah.
something, and he's like, have you seen
Dan? Yes, it is.
He's the craziest gimp. He's just this gimpy white guy that like people pay him money to suck his dick.
That's
and stuff.
You. That's you in this scenario.
Yeah, that sounds
but bad. You're known as Little Dick.
Oh,
but then they'd know. No, but that's the thing is they can't see, like they can't look at the inner leg of your trouser and tell. They know you're Little Dick Lorch, but like you've really got this... Python.
Yeah. Has this whole... If pretend penises didn't exist, has there anything we've spoken about on this episode that hasn't involved a penis in some way?
Yeah.
Fritzel was all penis.
Yeah.
Oh, man cave. But then again, that's all penis talk.
Yeah, well, no. Like, fruit and food and body wash.
Yeah, true, true.
You're washing your balls.
Yeah, see?
Come on. If anyone is listening to this podcast, they know that this is our forte.
Oh, yeah.
I initially, when given this hypothetical, I said I would choose having the big dick and be known as Little Dick because it would be ironic.
Yeah,
but you can't show anyone that you can't show anyone the big dick,
and you don't want to be known as because I've been at a party once where a dude.
I've been at a party once where no. Big Dick Johnson turned up.
I was at a party once where a dude was walking around talking about A, how funny he is, and B, how big his dick was.
Oh.
Now the. No, now the thing is, he wasn't that funny, and I heard...
Sounds like a fucking arsehole.
Yeah. And
wait, and I know the way he brought it up, you would not call it modest.
No.
But like, in what way can you be like,
someone,
hey everyone, I gotta
someone jokingly referred to him as having one, and he's like, oh no, he's like, oh well, it's big, but it's not huge, you know, it's big, it is big, but... And it was like, shut the fuck up. But,
what a dickhead.
And anyway, a few months later, I heard through a friend said, he told me, he's like, apparently, like, it's not that big anyway. I'm like, yeah, of course it's not. Because he was also talking about how funny he was, and he's not funny. So I assumed it wasn't anyway.
Anyone who talks about how funny they are is a fucking asshole.
Yes.
Like, crazy
what, like, okay, what is a... And I think we've looked up the stats.
Back on penis size?
Yeah, no, what is a big dick?
Well, see... The average from what I read from last time was up to 6.5 inches erect, obviously.
Is a big dick.
Is average up to like six. Well, I think it's like 5.5 to 6.5. But then who knows? Like then you could say like there's large or huge or big. Like, no, because I'd say you can say big. You can say above average.
Huge. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Well, oh, it's just huge.
No, but I mean, like, you've got to... I think there's got to be the line of above average before you say big.
Mm.
Because I think there has to be that step.
Did you guys ever... did you guys... You all have. You've measured.
Everyone
no,
has.
I haven't.
Never.
No.
Fuck off.
No, I haven't. Well,
you
like,
you
I,
have.
I haven't. And there's no... Like, why would I lie about
I'm,
that
I'm not
either.
Talking about in recent times. Like, I haven't done it since
like,
I was in my teens.
I never did it.
Ever?
No.
Did you ever wonder if you were average or...
I didn't give a shit. I just put it in my hand and fucking...
Your hand's not going to say no.
Big Dick Collins.
That's me. No.
No, that is the size of someone. If someone's like, I did not need to measure that. I know what I got.
Yeah. No, I've never done it.
No, I definitely have when I was in my teens. I can't remember what it was.
And then someone at school would say something like, oh, from this part of your hand to this part is how big your dick is. And you're looking like, no. That. Or then people are like stretching their hands apart to try and
from
measure
like
it.
The bottom of your pinky to the top of your pinky, right?
I had to look at my hand to get the joke.
I also figured I'd choose Big Dick Brian because like the alliteration worked better.
Well, I got Little Dick Launch.
Little Dick Launch, yeah.
You could have Hard Dick Hollins.
What, he's just hard. It's not big.
Oh, fuck that.
It's not big nor small. He's just erect.
All the time. No, you know that's an actual thing. Like, that's an actual disease that people can have.
Really?
I listened to a podcast and this dude, he was like a fucking delivery driver or something. Still worked. His dick was hard for like 3 years, or it had been at that point. It's an actual disease. Like, imagine that. Oh,
if he was a delivery guy, he was totally an exhibitionist.
No, it wasn't out of like, it's not like he willingly was like, yeah,
no,
keep
I mean,
hard. It was a disease.
No, but if you've got a disease where your dick's hard the whole time, you don't become a delivery man. You get a desk job.
He's like, oh no, here's your pizza. Oh, you're looking at my penis. Well, I can't help it.
I think he was a delivery man and then he was struck down by hard dick syndrome.
Wait, but how does it happen?
I don't know.
So one day just doesn't go down?
He once saw a very beautiful woman.
Beautiful. Yeah, because I know what gets me hard is beauty. Hi, Kayla. So if you're still listening, kudos. Thanks very much for listening once again.
Yeah, we've had a great time.
And thanks very much to Dan once again for guesting this fourth guest.
Yeah.
Fourth episode, I should say. And for Kayla for sitting through
all of that.
All of it.
Yeah.
Trauma in the man cave.
Yeah.
You can find us, as always, on Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic. Leave us a review on iTunes if you feel like it. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Brian.
I'm Jared.
See ya.
And this is Duck Sauce.
Brian and Jared. Brian and Jarrett.